Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis, towards the bottom, at the two dots, Pshita, Nischavim Lizrik Shemayna Vazara Karba, someone who had a mind to throw eight Amis and he ended up throwing only four. Hare Kosaf Shemi Shimon, the Gemara says, there, you're going to be Chayiv. Because it's just like somebody wrote Shem Mishimon, he wrote the first two letters. His intention was to write Shimon, the long name of Shimon, and he ended up writing Shem, shorter, the first two letters, he's Chayiv. However, in the opposite case, where he wanted to throw it four Amis and he ended up throwing it eight Amis, what's the halacha? Do we say that Saif Kol Saif, he ended up throwing four Amis, he threw eight Amis, but he also threw four Amis. Where he wanted it to land, it didn't land, so it should be Potter. The Gemara says, V'lav hainu da'ama le Ravina le Ravashi, isn't this exactly what Ravina told Ravashi? V'ama le ba'omer kol mokim, where he says that wherever it lands, he's happy, then he's going to be chayiv. But without saying, then he's going to be potter. And the Gemara continues, and according to Rashi, this is how you read the Gemara, the Ka'amrit Sarekasav Shemi Shimon. Rashi's understanding that the Gemara is going back on the Pshita that we started off with, that Eschav and Lizrak Shemon of Zarak Arba is chayiv because of Rekasav Shem Yishimin. And now the Gemara is saying that you're only chayiv, even in that case, only if you make this Tanai of Ba'omer Kol Mokayim Shetirtzeh Tonuach. The Gemara asks, but we said that it's the same thing as Kasav Shem Yishimin. And therefore you should be chayiv, even without Ba'omer Kol Mokayim Shetirtzeh Tonuach. And so the Gemara, Midami, Hasam Kamad Eloi Kasav Shem Loi Michtav Loi Shimin. Over there, if you don't write Shem, Shin and the Mem, you can't write the word Shimin. Over here, if you don't throw four, meaning if you don't have a land after four Amis, could you not throw it eight Amis? And therefore, by Nischavan, Lizrak, Shmoina, Vizarak Arba, Rashi holds in the Maskana, you're not going to be Chayef. But let's go back to the case of Nischavan, Lizrak, Arba, Vizarak, Shmoina. So the Gemara says that you're only going to be Chayef if you say, Kalmokayim Shetirta Tanuach. Why? Because you don't have malachas machsheves. If you nischaven to throw four and it lands after eight, what you wanted, what you planned on happening, did not happen. If you say kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach, then you're going to be chayiv because it doesn't matter where it lands. What's the halacha if nischaven lizrak shtayim zarak arba? In his mind, he planned on throwing two, which is not a malacha at all, and he ended up throwing four. So the gemara of a kamad of chav vav amid beis. The Gemara there, and Rashi explains, that you potter even if you say, kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach. Why? She'ikr machshavti ena l'malacha. His ikr machshava, what he planned on happening, what he really wanted to happen, throwing two Amis, wasn't for a malacha at all. Meaning, even though, by Nischav and Lizrak, Arba, Bezorak, Shmoina, he's going to be chayiv, where he says, kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach, even though his ikr machshava wasn't for eight Amis, but since the Ikur Machshava was for a Malacha, you're going to be Chayiv. But over there, even saying Kol Mokayim Shetirtzeh Tanuach is not going to help. And the Achreinim explain, Rabbi Achber in Ksubis Simen Yur, and Rabbi Shimon Shkap in Bava Kama Simen Chav Gimel, explain that there are two components to the Sugya of Malachas Machshavas. One is that a person, his Machshava has to be for the Pu'ula that's happening. And even if he's Mechavim for Isser, if it's not mechavim for the pu'ula that is happening, that is a chisar in malachas machshavas. For example, where he had kavana to cut down mechubur A, and he ended up cutting mechubur B. Or he had kavana to throw four Amis, and he ended up throwing eight Amis. There, we say that kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach helps to make it not a chisar in malachas machshavas. Also by mechubur A and mechubur B, if he says kol masha etloish, he's going to be chayiv, because that's malachas machshavas. However, there's another din of malachas machshavas. And on this din, kol mokayim is not going to help. And that is that he has to be machashev for a malacha. His ikur machshava has to be for a malacha. And kol mokayim shetirtzeh is not going to help where his ikur machshava wasn't for a malacha. Kol mokayim shetirtzeh could only help where his ikur machshava was for a malacha. However, his machshava wasn't for a malacha A, rather for malacha B. There he says, kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach, it's going to help. Therefore, by Nischav and Lizrak Beis, Vizarak, Dalit, even though he said, kol mokayim shetirtzeh tanuach, But that Tanai could only help, whereas Ikar Machshava was for a Malacha. Mash'en came. Whereas Ikar Machshava is not for a Malacha, Kol Mokim is not going to help. Have a wonderful day.